Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Self-Love Institute Radio Show. Thanks for being here. This is David Wolf, your host, here in Alachua, Florida. I'm doing the show from home today. Not quite from my home office. I'm actually doing it from my son Abby's room for some technological reasons. I'm sitting in Abby's room here. And Marie Glashine is in the Sofitov Studios in downtown Alachua, Florida.
I am.
Yes. Marie's at the controls. This is David Wolf, your host, Sofitov Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. We invite you to call into the show and participate. And we invite you to write in on our blog talk chat. What's on your mind? What's in your heart? What moves you? What inspires you? Perhaps you want to call in, get some on-the-spot coaching here on the Sofitov Radio Show, 1 to 1:30 Eastern Time on Wednesdays. It's December 7th, 2011. Thanks for joining us. On just about 2.5 days ago, I got back from Edmonton, Canada. I know that Marie's been hosting the shows, and I know you've gotten fulfillment and value and entertainment. Education and entertainment from Marie's hosting, I have no doubt about it. And I've been in Edmonton, conducted a foundational seminar and then an advanced seminar there. This was the first Sofitov advanced seminar in Canada, the seventh foundational seminar in Canada. And I continue to be moved and deeply impressed by the courageous introspection and the dedication to self-realization shown by the participants in these seminars. Right before Edmonton, we had a foundational Sofitov course in Alachua, and then an advanced course in Alachua. And right as I was listening to the intro to the show, it gave the Sofitov mission statement, spiritually based personal and group transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. And it was reflecting on empowered communication, high-level communication, rigorous communication principles applied to create a safe and secure space for courageous introspection. And that's what this group in Edmonton just did, that really, despite many, many much interference and potential obstacles, they showed so much dedication and courage to create that safe space for each other, to share at such a deep level of honesty, and to not live from masks and facades, to live genuinely and authentically, meaning not based on approval or fear of avoiding rejection or whatever it is, but living authentically, courageous introspection. And in that place, in that space, the process of growth and self-development, it's naturally set into motion. Often we say how the nature of spirit is to expand. The nature of spirit is to expand. And my understanding, my experience, is that when we create that safe space for each other, when we're fully received by each other and within ourselves, that when we're not resisting ourselves, we're willing to experience our experience and notice what's happening without disconnecting because of what should be happening inside. When we're fully received within ourselves and with another person and in a group and in an environment, then in that space of full reception, then naturally, the process of growth, the process of spiritual expansion and full self-expression, it unfolds organically, it unfolds naturally. And we saw that very powerfully. We saw that so powerfully in this recent course in Edmonton. And so I offer my appreciation and admiration to those people who went through this experience. You're listening to the Safetove Radio Show. Also, we invite you to visit the Safetove website just after the show. That's safetove.com. I'll spell it for those who are new to the Safetove environment. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E. Safetove.com. Safetove.com. And on the homepage and the library section, throughout the website, there are so many articles and videos and audio clips and radio show recordings where you can immerse yourself in the science of self-realization that we call transformative communication. It's not just a set of communication skills. It's a communication-based approach to spiritual life, to self-realization.
David?
Yes, Marie.
David, we have a caller. I'm bridging the caller in. The IRA code is 719. Our caller, you can state your name and where you're calling from. You are online now.
Hi, this is Arthur calling from Colorado.
Hello, Arthur. Thanks for calling into the Safetove Radio Show.
Thank you. So I have a question.
Yes.
My question is about momentum, emotional momentum. I find myself struggling recently with a lot of negative emotions, a lot of self-pity and self-hate. I don't want to identify with those feelings. I don't want to experience that emotion. I don't want to be in that space. And it feels like it's become a default space for me. Like it's the natural... My natural tendency is to revert back to that space, and I'm struggling. I'm struggling to avoid that and to stop that. And I've been like trying to read online and look for different resources, but no matter what I try, I find myself always back to that same dark space.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to figure out how to work against that momentum.
Arthur, thanks for calling. Could you say more about that dark space and what it's like?
Sure. It's a like a deep, forlorn kind of depression. Like it feels like tar. It feels like tar on my skin, but except it's in my heart. It feels like I have no. It's very difficult to get out of bed. It's very difficult to do things. And it's just full of the thought patterns of I can't or I don't deserve or it's not going to work, like just tremendous self-doubts and then self-criticism, like, you know, I don't deserve to be happy or I don't deserve to feel love.
Full of feelings and thoughts of inadequacy, not deserving.
Yeah, and like, you know, if when something bad happens, it's like, yeah, of course, because that's what you deserve. And it's tough because then I feel like lost. I feel like I don't belong. I don't belong wherever I'm at. It's just a thing of hopelessness is probably the key word there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arthur, I'm going to ask you to, could you go to that dark place and go to that hopelessness? And I'm going to ask that you allow yourself to not in any way run from it and to experience it and to express what you're experiencing. To go to that dark place, go to that hopelessness. And and experience it and communicate your experience.
Okay. Okay, I can try that. I can do that. I immediately start to experience a lot of sadness, experiencing like a tightness of my chest, like it's really hard to breathe.
Tightness in your chest, sadness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feeling like there's no point. Like it's not going to get any better. Like this is it. Mm. This is good as it gets.
Experiencing hopelessness.
Experiencing fear, desperation, like I have to do something.
Desperation, like almost like a sort of dark panic.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's I feel like I'm stuck in quicksand, and the more I try to get out, the deeper I'm falling into this feeling. It feels overwhelming. It feels like it's suffocating. I feel experiencing like this. It feels like an absence of light. It really does. It feels just dark. Yeah, I feel alone. Mm. I feel terribly alone.
Darkness, absence of light, and loneliness, all alone in there.
I feel like it's not going to get any better. That's very strong.
I hear you. I hear your pain. I hear your sadness. I hear your desperation. And Arthur, I'm asking if you're willing to stay in that place. Connect with it and continue. Use the verbal form, I am experiencing, and complete the sentence with whatever's gone on for you without running from it. I am experiencing. Staying in that place.
I'm experiencing sadness, experiencing hopelessness, I'm experiencing dread. Fear. I'm experiencing pain. I'm experiencing mushiness. I'm experiencing a disconnected feeling from myself and from the world. I'm experiencing a disconnect from God. Disconnect from. I feel like I'm experiencing the feeling of forgetting what love feels like not just thought of love, but the feeling, like how it feels in your body. I feel like I can't even remember what that feels like.
It's like it's foreign, it's distant. It's distant for you, this love.
I'm experiencing a desire to run away, experiencing. Mm. Being worried what I look like. I'm experiencing wishing I could start over.
Wishing you could start all over, yeah. Okay, and what are the sensations in your body that you're experiencing?
Experiencing the tightness of the chest, dry mouth, I'm experiencing tears, I'm experiencing the clenching of the abdomen in general, experiencing like a nervous energy, like a twitching energy on the superficial level of my skin, experiencing shakiness in my voice, I'm experiencing my heart beating faster than it normally does.
Mm. Some heart beating fast, almost like a palpitation.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Mm.
And that's what's happening in your emotions. I am experiencing what's happening in your emotions.
I'm experiencing fear of being stuck forever. I'm experiencing this dreaded feeling like this is as good as it gets. I'm experiencing hopelessness, and a thousand stages of hopelessness. Experiencing desire to crawl into a dumpster and never wake up. And I don't want to feel that.
You don't want to feel that. I hear that. Because you have had tastes and glimpses of light and joy and divine love, and so you don't want to be stuck. You don't want to be stuck in this darkness and this hopelessness and this disconnection and this desperation. I'm hearing a lot of desperation, like a real fear and panic that you'll be stuck forever.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that, Arthur, and I'm hearing that, and when I hear that you don't want to be stuck, and when you first started sharing, Arthur, you expressed, you said, I don't want to experience that emotion, and you want to work against the momentum, and to me, it relates in some ways to what I was talking about right in the first minutes of today's show. That when we're fully received, first within ourselves, then the process of growth naturally happens. And you're probably familiar with the term, what we resist persists. So I hear you've been experiencing so much suffering and frustration and hurt and desperation. Also, I'm hearing that you're investing a lot of your energy in resisting it. In resisting your experience, a lot of your energy in avoiding the pain, and then that pain kind of demands even stronger to be heard and to be experienced. And so that's something that's coming to me as from the first moment you were expressing, Arthur. That there's a part of you resisting the experience rather than allowing yourself to fully experience your experience, not run from the pain. Experience your experience and let that run its course, and then to clear a space of possibilities for a new experience and for spirit to thrive.
Okay, I can sit with that.
I want to be sure that I've communicated clearly. What did you understand that I expressed, Arthur?
What I understand you to be saying is that by trying to run away from it, by trying to avoid it, it's actually feeding it energy, and by resisting it, it's giving it permanence, and that. With sitting with that, with allowing that emotion to exist, experiencing it fully without trying to escape from it, that it will run its course, and that then I can possibly have a space for something else, for a new experience.
Yeah, I feel fully understood. I feel fully understood. Okay, and I know that might be painful for you to receive. At the same time, I hear your willingness to be in that, and as you said, to sit with that.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like I feel like it's going to the dentist or something. Sure, I feel like it sounds. I mean, I'm willing to do it because I'm willing to do whatever it takes at this point. And if it means getting rid of, like, having an abscess or something in my mind, like, it hurts, but until you get rid of it, it's going to continue to hurt. So,
Okay, I appreciate your willingness and your spirit of discovery. And Chris, this is integrated with, let's say, a full program of transformative coaching, which my understanding is you're planning to enter into and embrace a full program of transformative coaching where you get coaching and feedback about experiencing your experience and when you might be running from it, along with exploring the roots of what might be holding you back, along with exploring a productive and grounded and challenging action plan where you, in each area of your life, you create a life of inspiration. And so all of these approaches integrated on a foundation of cultivating mastery of being willing to experience your experience and to communicate that experience, whatever it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fact. That is a true story. That is my intention and my aim.
Okay, and I'm here to support you in that, Arthur. Thank you for participating in our Sofitov radio show today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate this conversation with Arthur, and it points to such an important element because, of course, whether we're calling it coaching, seminar facilitation, personal growth, self-realization, therapy, counseling, of course there's a place for cognitive analysis of where are my toxic emotions, how have I created them, what's the source of them, and what's my payoff for them. Of course, there's a place for behaviorally based action plans that are grounded and smart and precise and concrete with accountability checks. Of course, there's a place for looking at our habits in health as a holistic approach to self-realization and healing and our approach to spiritual practice. And simultaneously, it's so important that as a fundamental, as a basis for all of these approaches, that we know how to experience our experience, to notice what's going on with full honesty, without what we call survival strategies of avoiding our experience through running from the pain, running from what hurts, through different strategies to try to look good or to be right or to maintain an appearance of control at the expense of experiencing our experience. And getting expert at communicating our experience, being fluent, being authentic. Authentic is a word that perhaps has become overused, but authenticity, that we're aware of our experience and we're consistent with it, and what we communicate is aligned with that experience. Being, for me, this relates to being present in the moment. We're not talking about living a life, not talking about living a frivolous life of living for the moment, but living in the moment and living in the moment conscious of my experience. I might be visiting and analyzing the past. I might be planning for the future connected with my experience. And without that, then we're missing the value and richness of each moment of life. And that's what I picked up when I heard Arthur talk about that things like, I don't want to experience that emotion, I want to work against that momentum. I got a sense that this is an important place to go. It's an important place to go, to be willing to be present with what's true now, with what's true now apart from what I want to grow into, what should be true, what I want or what I don't want. And that can be very freeing, to fully surrender to what's true now. That can be very freeing. Thank you, Arthur, again, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. My hope and intention is that by connecting with our Sofitov Radio Show and all of our Sofitov programs, you'll get self-awareness. Your awareness will be raised, and you'll get insight into principles of conscious living, practical insight into the principles of conscious living. This is David Wolf, your host of the Sofitov Radio Show.
David?
Yes, Marie.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, you're speaking about experiencing your experience, be what's true for you right now, like really being connected with those emotions. And then in another show, I remember you speaking about recurrent emotion that we're not doing anything about, and you know, like using them for some kind of payoff. And I remember you speaking about that in another show. So when do I know which one is it? Or what, you know, like if I have a recurrent emotion, do I go into like, okay, I'm doing that because I want a payoff, or do I go into experiencing my experience?
Well, I appreciate that comment, Marie, and it points to the interrelationship of different principles of transformative psychology, and that to notice our experience and experience our experience, that's always supportive of growth, and simultaneously we can notice, okay, that this emotion, this experience of depression or frustration or fear, is this healthy? Or is this toxic? Is this like a recurring complaint of guilt or shame that I'm not doing something about? Resentment. That if I have resentment, let me experience it. Let me not pretend I don't have resentment because I'm such a spiritual person. Let me experience that resentment. And simultaneously, I can assess. I can be open to realization and revelation and feedback, inner feedback, feedback from friends, about, okay, might this resentment be what we call a grungy, a recurring complaint that we don't do something about? Might this resentment be, oh, actually, I'm holding on. This resentment is real. I'm experiencing it. This depression is real. I'm experiencing it. And maybe it's healthy. Maybe it's healthy. Or maybe it's kind of contrived. Maybe I'm using this resentment to feel secure. I'm using this resentment to avoid honest conversation with this person who I'm resenting. Maybe I'm using this resentment to feel righteous. Maybe I'm using, okay, like I'm experiencing, let me experience my experience of sadness. Okay, I've been sad that this dear person in my life died. So let me not run from that sadness. Let me feel the pain of that sadness. At the same time, okay, I've been in that sadness for a month, a year, 2 years. Let me experience it, and also let me assess. Let me be an honest conversation with myself. Actually, starting a few months ago, I'm using this sadness. I'm indulging in it. I'm wallowing in it, and I can see I'm using it to avoid going back to school and getting my degree. I've been using the sadness as an excuse. I've been using the existential despair as an excuse. Doesn't mean I want to run from it. Let me experience it while it's there, and let me see what role it's playing in my life. To what extent is it a healthy, life-enriching role? To what extent am I using it in a subterranean way to get some subtle or not so subtle payoff? So my experience is they can both be true. Let me experience my experience and let me honestly assess to what extent is this life-enriching, natural for the soul, and to what extent am I perhaps less than consciously the source of using this toxic emotion for some payoff. Thanks for your question and conversation, Marie. Thank you all. You've been listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. The next three-hour workshop in Gainesville will be January 15th. The next foundational seminar, February 24th to 26th. And for graduates, for the graduates of the advanced seminar, Sattva Tov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living in Switzerland, December 28th to 31st. Thanks for joining us on the Sattva Tov Radio Show.